To the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church, President of Celebration Marketplace Ministries, and author of Make Life Work in a Fast-Paced World. And here's Pastor Beckford.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Happy Monday morning to you. We thank you for tuning in to Make Your Day Count. This is Pastor Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church, and our senior pastor, Errol Beckford, will be joining us here just in a moment, but we're going to jump right in this morning and get started. This week, we are going to be continuing our teaching from Chapter 2 of the book, Make Life Work. The title of Chapter 2 is To Work Hard. Yes, God calls us to work hard. Last week, we talked about how God himself is the example. He is a hard worker. Jesus is a hard worker. And Jacob was a hard worker. So we are sent in the earth realm to continue the work of the Lord Jesus Christ. If you have not got your book yet, you could get Make Life Work by going to the website www.how2makelifework.com. It is also available through Amazon. You could just type in Make Life Work, Errol Beckford, and it will be there for you to put in your cart and have it come to your home. At the end of this month, Pastor will be sending 200 of these books into the Prison Book Project. If you would like to partner with us to be a part, support that financially, you could send a donation to Make Life Work at P.O. Box 56, Cocoa, Florida 32922. P.O. Box 56, Cocoa, Florida 32922. And that is to Make Life Work. So jumping right in this morning, if you're following along in the book, we're on page 18, the benefits of hard work. Yes, the benefits of hard work. There is a benefit, child of God, to all that hard work that you are putting in. There is a benefit to it. There's a benefit to getting up early and staying up late to do your work with excellence. There is a benefit to it. So I'm going to read from the book, Success is Never Accidental. When you work hard, success will follow. It doesn't happen by accident. This is why Solomon wrote, "Do you see someone skilled in their work? They will serve before kings. They will not serve before officials of low rank." And that comes from Proverbs chapter 22, verse 29. And I'm going to read it again. Do you see someone skilled in their work? They shall serve before kings. They will not serve before officials of low rank. So what is that proverb telling us? As we do all things as unto God with excellence, that we will come into view. Remember what we said in weeks before, what you're doing when no one is looking determines your level and your value when you come in to view. So I want to encourage you on this morning as you make your day count. We do all things as on to the Lord. When we put our expectation in man, we become disappointed. But when we put our expectation in God, we are appointed to new levels of elevation. In the book, it continues on, when you work with excellence, the only limits on what you can become are those you place on yourself. And in previous weeks, we talked about self-imposed limitations and shedding self-imposed limitations. If you want to hear again any of the broadcasts of Make Your Day Count at any time, you could go to the WMIE website, scroll all the way down to the bottom. There's a button there that you could press that says On Demand. When you click On Demand, a calendar icon will pop up and you could choose any date and you will see Make Your Day Count Monday through Friday. If you click on that and hit download, you could re-listen to any broadcasts. So we want to encourage you. word of God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing comes by the word of God. So it is very important for us to continually have the word of God cycling through our ear, leaving our mouth and cycling back through our ear. That process washes our mind. In Proverbs chapter 18, verse 16, we're told that a man's gift makes room for him and brings him before great men. A man's gift makes room for him and brings him before great men. So that unique gift, child of God, that God deposited, that he interwove into you, develop it. Work with excellence. Continue to develop the gifting that God has put in you. Continue to develop the vision that you were sent in this earth to manifest, and it will elevate you. God will elevate you. It will bring you before great men. As we continue on in the book, Make Life Work, we're under the benefits of hard work. This is the point of the story of the tribes of Ephraim and Manasseh, who sought more land when Israel crossed into the promised land. Then the children of Joseph spoke to Joshua, saying, "Why have you given us only one lot and one share to inherit, since we are a great people, inasmuch as the Lord has blessed us until now?" So they caught a revelation. They caught a revelation of who they are. And they began to petition Joshua, said, "We are a great people. We are a great people. So why do we not have more than what we currently have?" They caught a revelation. Hold on a second. We are a great people. And because we are a great people, there is more. There's a possession for us. There's another level that we have not yet saw. So Joshua responds to them. So Joshua answered them, "If you are a great people, then go up to the forest country and clear a place for yourself there in the land of the Pezerites and the giants, since the mountains of Ephraim are too confined for you." So notice Joshua's response. He said, if you're such a great people, then do something with your greatness. You are great on this morning, beloved son and daughter of God. God is calling us in this season to do something with our greatness. He invested 100% into you. He invested it all into you. And God is seeking a return on the gifts and the talents that he has put in us. The desires of your heart, he will give you. The desires of your heart, the original design of your heart, is a heart knitted with God to manifest and to bring forth his glory in the earth realm and establish his covenant in the earth realm. So continuing on with the story from Joshua chapter 17, "You are a great people and have great power. You shall not have only one lot, but the mountain country shall be yours. Although it is wooded, you shall cut it down, and its farthest extent shall be yours. For you shall drive out the Canaanites, though they have iron chariots and are strong." So what is Joshua telling them? You're strong. You're stronger than your strongest enemy. This is the word of the Lord on this morning as we make our day count. Child of God, you are stronger than your strongest enemy. You are stronger than your strongest enemy. You are great on this morning. Catch the revelation of who you are in Christ Jesus, and it's time to do something with your greatness. It's time to cultivate the seed that God has put in you of the vision to manifest in the earth realm. It is time. It is time to work forth with excellence, to prepare and practice your giftings, your talents. And God, he will glorify you. When you do all things as unto God, wholeheartedly unto the Lord, it is God who ultimately prospers you. It is God who ultimately appoints you. It is God who ultimately sets you above when we do all things as unto him. Continuing on in Make Life Work, we're on page 19. This passage illustrates how the work of a man's or woman's hands is his channel of promotion and prosperity. The hands of the slacker hold no future, for the main choice is between work and a hard life. By choosing work, you can be freed from a hard life. Unfortunately, some people choose idleness and the lazy route through life. Those who refuse to work will end up in chains, reduced to begging for their existence. There is never disgrace in hard work, only honor. Jumping right into the next section of Make Life Work, we have the five principles of hard work. The five principles that Pastor Beckford outlines in his book, Make Life Work. Five principles of hard work. The first one is to maintain focus. The second one, get to work early. Third, stay late. Four, finish what you start. And five, use diligence. So we're going to develop each and every one of these principles throughout this week. So as we close out today, we'll just jump in with principle number one, which is to maintain focus. This is a principle of hard work. Maintain focus. And Pastor Beckford did a phenomenal teaching some years ago about focus. Follow one course until success. Follow one course until success. When we follow one course onto success, we assassinate the spirits of rise and fall and the spirit of almost there. Good morning, Pastor. We missed you.
I miss you too. I was running late this morning, but I'm here. It's awesome. It's awesome. And I know you're doing awesome. And that's what we need to do. Follow one course until we are successful. Because success is the key.
Yes.
Success is the key. And the only way to get success is doing that little things.
Yes, do the do's.
Do the do's. Those little things that we think is not important, they are very important because they adds up over time.
Yes.
So that's why we say follow one course until you're successful. Mm-hmm. So you do it today, then do it tomorrow, then do it the next day, and the next day, and the next day, and it adds up.
Yes, little by little.
Right. Sometimes we quit because, you know why we quit? Because we don't see it all in one day. See, we too microwave. We want instant potato. Can't cook the potato. Cook it. No. Give me instant. Let me go buy the pack of potato, and I just put some hot water in it, and I got it. I can wait to cook it for half an hour, you know. I'm having a good time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So go ahead, Pastor Di, wrap it up for this morning.
Yes. Okay. So as we jump into tomorrow, we'll be continuing with maintain focus, and then we'll get into get to work early, stay late, finish what you start, and use diligence. We want to encourage you to make your day count as on today. And Celebration Tabernacle is going to have some new service times starting in November. So Sunday morning, we'll be meeting at 10 a.m. and Tuesday nights at 7 p.m. You'll be hearing more about that. Make your day count.
Make your day count.
Thank you for tuning in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church in the beautiful city of Cocoa. For more information on this broadcast, please contact us at 321-638-0381. Tune in tomorrow to hear more about how you can make your day count.
To hear.